on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Prince Harry says he's worried about his girlfriend's safety due to the abuse and harassment she's been subjected to by the media. Kensington Palace have released a statement saying Meghan Markle's friends and family have been bombarded. Tina Brown is the former editor of Vanity Fair. She thinks the actress could be in for a difficult ride.
I think that being a royal girlfriend is a role from hell. Usually, of course, in the past with Princess Diana, they gave absolutely no help. Kate Middleton did have quite a lot of help and support. She played it to perfection. Meghan Markle will have a difficult time playing it as well.
KMFM News.
A trial is underway of a man accused of attempted murder following a stabbing at his home near Canterbury. Mark Traylor was shot at by armed officers after they were called to the property in the Avenue in Hursden in February last year. His teenage daughter suffered stab wounds during the incident. The 42-year-old, who suffers with paranoid schizophrenia, denies the charge. Polling stations are opening in the US for voters to choose their next president. According to the latest polls, Hillary Clinton has the lead over her rival Donald Trump. Dr. Andrew Rowe is from the School of Politics at the Uni of Kent.
Hillary Clinton is in a strong position. Although the polls suggest it's a tight race, the Electoral College, which ultimately decides the presidential election, Hillary seems to have a pretty strong advantage in that. She's got around 260 odd of the 270 votes needed to become president, and it would be an almighty upset if Trump took all the swing states he needs. But of course, it is a possibility.
It's emerged Marks & Spencer is closing around 30 stores after posting a fall in profits. A number of others are going to be downsized, relocated or converted into shops that only sell food. We don't know yet which ones in Kent will be affected.
KMFM News.
One in four children in Kent are living in poverty, according to a report out today. It says around 95,000 youngsters living in households are struggling to pay for basic essentials like food and heating. Changes to benefits are being blamed. Dr. David Eyre from End Child Poverty says it can have a long-term impact.
We know that child poverty can have a really negative effect on children and young people. We know that it leaves them feeling less optimistic about their futures, more likely to feel like a failure, and at risk of being stigmatised or bullied in school due to the fact that they don't have the same things as their peers.
Punishments for using mobile phones whilst driving are likely to get tougher. The government's confirmed it wants to double fines to £200 and put 6 points on a driver's licence instead of three. Under the plans, you'll also lose the option of taking an awareness course instead.
KMFM News.
There are calls for people in Kent who finished cancer treatment to be offered more support. Around 7,000 people in the county are diagnosed with the disease each year. Experts are gathered in Aylesford to help survivors with a range of issues. Vicky Gadd is a Macmillan nurse at Maidstone Hospital.
It provides financial information, emotional support, information about diet, exercise, body image, re-establishing relationships that may have been lost or broken down because of their disease.
And the makers of Toblerone have announced they're going to make their chocolate bars smaller. The new versions will have much bigger gaps between the triangles of chocolate. It's being blamed on ingredients becoming more expensive.
KMFM Showbiz.
We now know who's heading into the jungle for this year's I'm a Celebrity. Kent Strictly star Ola Jordan and England and Holcomb hockey player Sam Quegg are among the stars who've arrived in Australia. They'll be joined by the likes of presenter Carol Vorderman, ex-footballer Wayne Bridge and actor Larry Lamb.
KMFM Sport.
Football and three Kent clubs know who they'll be facing in the second round of the FA Cup if they get through first round replays. With more on that and the rest of the sports sunshine, here's Nicola.
Well, Gillingham, who drew with non-league Brackley at the weekend, will travel to League Two Blackpool. Dover will host the winner of Coventry City v Morecambe if they overcome Cambridge United, and Maidstone United will make the long journey to Carlisle if they beat League One Rochdale. Staying with football, and England's interim manager Gareth Southgate could be in line to land the job permanently. It's been reported he's likely to stay in the post, provided his side beats Scotland in a World Cup qualifier at Wembley on Friday. Southgate won't speculate about his future in public, though, and says there's a bigger task to focus on.
The occasion, the history of the occasion, is something I will speak to the players about, because I think it's important they understand what to expect. But also we've got to have emotional control going into the game, so we've got to pitch that at the right level.
And England cricket captain Alastair Cook says he could quit the role of skipper after their current series with India. In an interview, he suggests he's considering stepping down soon and says that's not a new situation. England begin the first match of their series in Rajkot tomorrow.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.